welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have our three, Tim Alexander, and Tim, of course, is a major geopolitical news and military expert. He was going to start a third news network years ago. He is a professor. He has an amazing set of skill sets that complement in terms of military and other strategy, and he's a believer, which is great. So we have someone that can provide a comprehensive approach to looking at the news and is just as shrill as I am about how desperately late the hour is. So, Tim, it's Tuesday, August 2nd, and we're properly approaching the Israeli days of ancient Hebrew days of judgment called the Days of Awe. What's happening in the world economy, what's happening in Europe with the comments by the Pope, what's happening here in America with Obama bashing Trump, saying the globalists need to dump Trump. Things are just getting more and more otherworldly, aren't they?
Yeah. I have done a special report today on my news blog, Europe, about stealing the U.S. election.
Right.
And for decades now, since we first started to use computers for vote counting and voting, some states, they use the old punch cards, and they use a computer to count them, but more and more, they use a computer for voting and counting. And I have said consistently that he who controls the source code controls the outcome of the election. Now that the Democratic convention is over, and WikiLeaks has exposed the absolute total corruption that Hillary Clinton engaged in and the Democratic Party engaged in to thwart Bernie Sanders, and he probably actually won the nomination. They cheated. And anyway, the special report has three important articles, one of which is really quite good. It essentially is an article that goes into detail about the software that is used on Diebold and multiple other systems. This software allows them to assign, allows the person who has access to the source code to say candidate A, like Hillary, will receive 53% of the vote and will get the electoral votes. Trump will get 40-some percent, and third parties will split another percent between them.
Right.
It can be done. It can be done in a matter of seconds across an entire state. You cannot detect it. It's in the basic source code. It is just literally unbelievable. If you had inspectors sitting there watching the computers, it would make no difference. It's literally that bad. There's nothing you can do, and there's no way to stop it. Now, Trump is as Roger Stone
says. Why don't
says,
we have independent straw polls in every one of these districts, and then poll the straw polls, and then collimate them, and have independent people validate those straw polls?
Yeah, you can look. You can do that, but what Trump needs to do is to go into every county and every state that uses this, and it's used in at least 25% of the United States.
Right.
Many states, all states, and many other states like Indiana, most of the counties use this system.
Right.
And he needs to have lawyers go into every court and seek an injunction to prevent it, because it literally has been demonstrated scientifically that the source code is corrupt. It was done deliberately. There's no reason for this other than vote fraud.
Right.
And it is a guarantee of vote fraud. Cannot be fixed.
Tim, you're often have incredibly good at legal and other advice, like the wall in Israel. This needs to be done immediately. And I'm going to be getting Roger Stone back on the program. I'll have you also interviewed. I'd like to do a two-hour special if we can. And the key issue is some of this advice needs to trickle back to Trump. He's probably already considering it, considering that he's a fighter. And he realizes that she's going to try to steal the fight before it even starts. Because if they use this abnormal source code and Diebold, they can probably swing the vote 7 to 9%, which may be enough in some districts to win the electoral vote and then win the presidency. Now, I can tell you right now, if we have a Hillary Clinton presidency it's the end of America. It may take 4 to 8 years to kill the beast, almost like if you go elephant hunting, and I've heard this from people that went elephant hunting many years ago before it became illegal. And if you shoot an elephant in the forehead, it may run 5 miles before it face plants into a river, but it's going to continue running until it drops dead. And the problem is America will take a while for it to devolve and totally deteriorate to a point where we have millions of people without food stamps, people shooting other people in the streets, infrastructure breaking down, total cannibalism, stuff that just out of the miniseries now, Fear the Walking Dead would be a mild garden party compared to where it'll go if Hillary gets into office. And the next thing that happens, I expect in the next 2 years, if Hillary became president, would be Texit, which is Texas leaving. The Texans won't put up with this crap. They just won't. Okay? They have a separate history system, a separate power grid. They have an attitude of, hey, you're great Americans, but we're greater Texans. Okay? They're not going to put up with this kind of BS from Hillary Clinton and the globalists. It's just not going to happen.
Well, Roger Stone says that this could be the people will not tolerate it. If she steals the election, there'll be violence in the streets. It will be bloody.
Right.
And, I think he's right.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, and this is what I've said on my news blog today, I think more than that, by the way, if the viewers, listeners want to go to this, just do Google search Earl Sterling Europe, and that'll get you there. But I think when you look back on the reports in this last year of all kind of federal agencies that are not law enforcement agencies buying a large number of guns and massive amounts of ammunition, I think that the Khazarian mafia, the globalist bankers, they have anticipated this as one of the scenarios.
Well, they need to be aware that we're going to take them up by the scruff of the neck and the stammering of the Bastille, which is Bastille Day, where they did this disaster in Nice, France. We'll grab them by the scruff of the neck and we'll execute them. If they think we're going to put up with this kind of garbage anymore, we're not. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I don't think we should put up with it, but I want to tell you, these people
Well, I think your move is the perfect one. If they file a legal action against them in advance of this, that it makes it outlawed to use Diebold in these districts, especially in swing states like the Rust Belt states, where you guarantee the giant crowds are turning out for Trump because they know, even if they've been previously Democrats, these are what we call Reagan Democrats, that know the game is over. Anything that Hillary says now, she's going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars to create new jobs. At the same time, she's going to close the coal mines and close the steel factories. How the heck does she expect to rebuild any kind of Democratic base inside the Rust Belt?
She's a liar.
She's a liar, and she'll say things right to your face and stare at you and get angry that you don't accept her lies, and she needs to be slapped. She needs to be intellectually slapped because this is not acceptable. She is actually so nervy, she'll lie to you and get angry that you don't accept her lies.
Well, of course. Of course. Roger Stone says that Hillary may steal the election using the Supreme Court as well.
Well, the Supreme Court needs to be sanctioned. See, this is another thing. Congress, if they did their job, they would sanction the Supreme Court and impeach them.
The Supreme Court for Jewish, and they're tied to the Kardashian banksters.
Kazarian, not Kardashians. Well, the Kardashians are several. So you mean Kazarian?
Kazarian is what I mean, not Kardashian.
I know. I like that. I like to get your malapropisms.
I'm still suffering from my sickness. What do you call it? My family doctor says I have Diverticulitis.
Dr. Deagle has cures for that. Not just treatment, cures. And if you don't cure it, you get left-side appendicitis. It's deadly. It's dangerous as hell. It's like having rumbly appendicitis that can get you.
I've had appendicitis. I don't have an appendix anymore.
No, don't worry. You have multiple appendices, which are weak points where blood vessel walls enter the descending colon, the sigmoid, and rectus sigmoid colon. So you have multiple appendices ready to pop. So if you take the right nutraceuticals and clean it like colon cleanse and things to heal the well of the bowel and strengthen it like Collagen Max and Living Probiotic Ultra, you can counteract that. But it's a serious problem. So, Tim, where do you see this going? Because are they saying, is Roger Stone saying they're going to take legal action now to actually block
No, he wasn't really talking about legal action. other than the fact that he says the Supreme Court may be one of the ways. See, actually, remember when they counted the hanging chads and all that in Florida and the Supreme Court got involved? The U.S. Constitution does not give the U.S. Supreme Court any role in the election of a president and vice president. That role is strictly and totally up to the House and the Senate. The House of Representatives determines the receives the vote from the Electoral College and is the final judgment arbiter of whether it's valid or invalid. And if there is a vote, the House votes by states. So there are 50 votes cast. Actually, I think it's 50. I don't know if the District of Columbia gets a vote. Probably not, because it's just a delegate. So there are 50 votes cast. So you have to look at each state, and if they vote strictly on party lines, which they wouldn't in this case. You've already had just today a Republican congressman from New York saying he's not going to vote for Trump. Remember, the fix is in. These people have been bought and paid for and blackmailed, or they wouldn't be in there. But the House votes, and the Senate is the arbiter, the final decider of who gets to be vice president, who's also, as a vice president, is also president of the Senate, not the U.S. Supreme Court. Right. When the Bush family stole it from Al Gore, they used the Supreme Court. That never should have been tolerated. It was wrong. It was unconstitutional. But my point is, you have the worst and most evil people on earth, the global banking cartel / Khazarian mafia that are pulling the strings. These people are not just lacking morals. They're totally immoral. They're Satanists. And I remember seeing a picture of one of the Rothschild women at a party in France, and she was wearing a devil's head with a cross below it, a red cross below it, upside down. A very satanic necklace.
By the way, do you know what that upside-down pentagram means?
Well, Satan.
No, but what do you think the symbology of the upside-down? It's the Star of Baphomet, which is a bisexual, because you look at the star, it's actually a goat that's both male and female, with the legs crossed, almost like a yoga posture. Right? It's called the Star of Baphomet. Now, the reason is that there's a number of different dimensions, and the spirit dimension is called dimension number 5. Is that interesting? And Satan considers himself the prince of the power of the air. Now, it says it right in the Bible. The prince of the power of the air means he's a prescient power in what's called the realm of superconsciousness, which is a realm where he tries to rule and literally create his version of reality on our physical dimension. So the prince of the power of the air is Satan. He is the greatest intellect and greatest creative being, created being in the universe. Now, he's not the most powerful being. He's a tiny speck compared to the creator God. But he's so arrogant and so self-serving, he thinks that his version of order out of chaos is what should happen. And that's why Satan does both good and evil to control and manipulate the world. Now, you have to understand that he'll do both. So he'll bring out things that look good or evil, mostly evil, because he's a control freak, okay? He's paranoid because he knows his days are numbered, too. So he knows that God is going to destroy him. He's going to also be cast out of the second heaven, which is the symbol of the 5, into the first heaven, which is the lake of fire where we live. If you go outside the Van Allen radiation, if you don't believe it's the lake of fire, you're going to get fried. The cosmic rays will hit your DNA and shatter it in minutes. So for every week you stay outside the Van Allen radiation belt, say going to the moon or Mars, you lose a point in IQ and you cause permanent damage to your DNA. So people should start realizing we're up against a pretty intelligent, created being. And his minions like Hillary Clinton have got a lot of power, haven't they?
Well, they have a lot of power, but ultimately he's the ultimate loser.
I call it Luciferian. How's that? Luciferian. Yeah.
They're very dangerous. They have set this up. This is their end game. They want their new world order. They want the third world war to bring it about. They want to kill off about well over 6 billion people to get the half billion that's left, and that, I figure it works out to about $6.66 billion.
Why do you think they want that? Because this is the question that Clyde Lewis asked, and he didn't want me to give the background before I give the science over the OXY-513A gene.
Well, first off, Satan, as Christ said, was a murderer from the beginning.
Right, but there's a deeper reason. Why
do
you think?
The father of all lies.
It
is a blood sacrifice to Satan.
That's true, but there's an even deeper reason than that. We are about to become a galactic city.
You have to remember, Satan lies. And let me give you
a summary of why.
He wants to destroy the planet. All higher life forms, at least, on the planet.
Mankind
was the death of God's beautiful blue planet.
Right, but it's something more important. Think of the world as a blue jewel, like a star sapphire. Have you ever seen a star sapphire with a little white? Like a white cross on a blue background. It's a beautiful stone. And think of it also as a uterus bearing the lives of 7 billion plus human beings about to be born to become the spiritual children that literally become empathic enough that we become a single organism, a galactic organism of godly children that hear and do the voice of the Most High God, like the original conception that Jesus had and God had in the Garden of Eden, was to create a race of humans that would accede to the will of God, willingly becoming literally His bride. His bride, in other words, we are in the changing universe called the everlasting, and God's in the eternal, where things never change. God, the past, present, and future to God, He's omniscient, omnipotent, and all-knowing, and always good. In other words, what He says is right is always right. He's not partially right or, 98% right. He's always 100% right, which is why when we decide on our own, which is Satan doing, what is good or evil, which is the original sin, it is the only sin, is to decide for ourselves what is good or evil. Now, what's happening right now, we're about to transition to become a galactic civilization. If you were to look at humanity 1,000 years from now, I just saw the other day Star Trek, and it's a boldly going where no man's gone before. Imagine 100, 200, or 1,000, or 10,000 years from now, what humanity will be across a cosmos of 460 quadrillion galaxies, more galaxies than grains of sand on every beach, of a godly people who hear and do the will of the Most High God and have a relationship with God. It says that the knowledge of God will be as the oceans on the world, on the seas of the world. So no one will tell his fellow man, it says in the book of Genesis, to know the Most High. In other words, everyone will organically, like breathing oxygen, know God. Okay? That is a dramatic and an epiphany of oneness that God wants to bring on earth. Literally, the New Jerusalem comes down from heaven. We literally become His people on earth, having children that live extended lives and spreading across the galaxy. That's
right.
Satan is here as a grand abortionist to abort the population of earth. He's here to abort us. He wants to terminate us before God's great creation literally starts to spread our seed and His children and His bride across the vastness of the lake of fire to create order out of chaos, but it's God's version of order, not Satan's. See, that's why all the high-level Masons, the devil's Masons, always say order out of chaos, because they want a satanic version of their order, control freak, evil order, out of the chaos of our physical world.
Yep, yep. What is the famous Japanese physicist that's been on TV a lot? I can't think of it.
Michio Kaku.
Yes, he speaks of several different layers of advanced civilizations. We are at level zero. We haven't even reached the first level yet.
No, they'll tell you that, but actually, I'll tell you where we are, okay? Because I've heard Michio Kaku's statement on that. Level one has what's called fission capacity, so we're not level zero. Zero is where you're burning wood and coal. Level one is nuclear. Level two is fusion energy. We've had that for 60 years. Level three is what's called the control of wormholes and transgalactic above light speed travel, which, by the way, we were very close to. So people need to understand we're not a level zero. That's like caveman and stuff. We're actually level two because of high tier one science that we have tokamak fusion reactors and
stuff. Yeah, but we still use coal and we still use oil.
Oh, yeah, we have those just like we burn wood in our fireplace.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back, and we have Mark in Oregon with a quick question. Mark usually has excellent questions. By the way, you're more than welcome, anybody out there, to ask a question. Just tell the board op, Dan, here in the morning exactly what your question is and statement of truth, and we'll get you on air. So, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Bill and Tim Alexander.
How are you doing?
All right. And I appreciate both of you so much.
Well, the most important thing is don't thank us, thank God. You thank God, he'll pat us on the head. I'd much rather you pray and thank God than us. We don't deserve thanks. We deserve obedience because we are sons. And by the way, we don't get points. We don't get points for being good. You don't get into heaven by being good. You shema, you hear and do God's will, and you are in a heavenly relationship. You don't go to heaven. You are there now. I'm in heaven now. Just being able to serve you people out there that I love with the love not of a man, but the God we love through me to you from the Most High to bless you.
Yes, and I do thank God overall for everything that's good, including you gentlemen. But right. you have you have willingly attuned your wills to the will of God, and I appreciate you doing that.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. There is a verse in the Bible which I think you two good Christian gentlemen are well aware of, and that is, when evil comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against which even the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Right.
Now, I believe that Jesus said this. Would either of you gentlemen be aware of where this comes from? I believe it's in the New Testament.
Right.
Sounds familiar, but I can't quote scripture like some people. I can't tell you, you know, which book, which chapter, and so forth.
Yeah, that puts us all pretty much in the same boat with this verse, but it is there, and I do take it as a prophecy. And I wanted to get your gentleman's idea on the possibility. In my mind, it's becoming much more of a probability as we go along here.
Yeah, that actually, that quote, John, comes from Isaiah 59:19.
Okay.
It says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a banner." Okay, so.
Yes. And I wanted to get your gentleman's take on the idea that that banner could very well be manifested by the presidential aspirations and everything that it's accomplished so far in the mass exposure on a global level of the evil and continues to.
Right. And by the way, it's not just Donald Trump. It's the raising up. Let me explain this, Mark, and to everyone listening. I have the hat of Dr. Deagle, surgeon, intensive care, burn unit doctor, Ahmed, etc. But I have a hat that God brings on, and this is a pre-ministry. Remember now, I'm not in full, we call Christian ministry yet, it's pre-ministry, but he does give me a call to say specific things. And one of them is this, that those who hear and do God's will now, before the time of trouble, they also are called. Last September, on the start of the 120th Shemitah or Jubilee year, the calling out of the 144,000, not according to the Jehovah Witnesses, that building of what's called the bride, if you want to call it, started, literally. We are, and it said Tim Alexander, myself, you, Mark, we're mortarmen and we're tailors in the coat of many colors and mortarmen in the New Jerusalem. That event started. So people are starting to break out. It's not just Trump. You can see around the world the people in Germany trying to rail against Merkel. You can see the British people deciding to do Brexit, which, by the way, prophetically since the 1950s, they've known that Britain could not be part of a new fortress Europe during the time of the end. So I believe that God's Spirit is moving on all flesh, and it says young men will dream dreams, your old men will, you know, prophesy, etc., that these things are happening today to countless numbers of people. And people are waking up and realizing it's not just a intellectual truth that's a good argument or a good story or a good poem or a good song. It's a spiritual truth that people are opening up to, and the darkness that's covering their intellect and their emotions is going away.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Bill, and we're seeing it happen right in front of us, and you play a big part in it, and God
praise
bless
the Lord.
You.
Stay right there, Mark. We'll be back in a moment. You can ask some more questions. We have other callers. 800-313-9443. Call in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have Mark, but I want to, Tim, I raised the question about Erdogan. He's making lots of statements now. It's in The Guardian, it's in The Economist, it's elsewhere, in New York Times, that the U.S. is quote, supporting terrorism against his state. And by the way, his office of the presidency used to be ceremonial. Now he's created a coup and a dictatorship that's turning it into an Islamic superstate, which is, what I've heard, is the fourth largest and most powerful military on the planet. In Turkey,
he has a large army. He has the second largest group of F-16s on Earth, the largest being the U.S. Air Force, Air Force Reserve, and Air National Guard. Now, we have at the Incrit Air Base somewhere between 50 and 70 fairly low-yield tactical nuclear weapons. There was a story that I ran a couple months ago that the Israelis had made a deal with him to help him break the code on because there's a lock code that you have to unlock the device before it will detonate.
Right.
And the Israelis know how to break that. Right now, there's about 7,000 Turkish troops still surrounding the base. Our new the new four-star Marine general, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, just flew into there. So we are still able to get some planes in. But the power is still supposedly cut off. Fresh food is not coming in.
You're saying this base with nuclear missiles is sitting there, or that the Turkey is eyeing, is what you're saying?
Well, on Friday, the 101st Airborne Division was put on alert, on 12-hour alert, to be prepared to move out anywhere on Earth. This is our number one rapid reaction force. They have the largest number of military helicopters of any combat unit on Earth. They're based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. If he tries to seize the weapons, and he's said, you know, we planned the coup. I'm not even sure there was a coup. I'm not sure it wasn't a Radstag, a false flag, just to, for him to take power. He said it was like a gift from God, but he may have made the gift. But in any case, if he attempts to seize our weapons, we may have to do something, and that can get very, very bloody. We'll see. I mean, you know, who knows what's going to happen. There are so many things up in the air right now, things that could prevent the election from even taking place. We keep moving towards a major clash in the South China Sea. The Ukraine is slowly heating up. And, of course, Syria...
Well, it's not too slow, actually. I heard that they fully deployed nuclear missiles and anti-missile systems in the Ukraine against NATO. And NATO is deploying nuclear, what's called first strike anti-missile systems with the against the Russians' launch of a possible nuclear strike in Europe by posting these missile systems along the Polish-Russian border.
Well, the Russians have the Aslander, or the
Iskander,
translation
is
Alexander, named for Tsar Alexander II.
Right.
Missile, which is a hypersonic missile designed to carry chemical or a few air bombs, but it's essentially designed to carry a nuke, a large tactical nuke. It flies somewhere Mach 8 to Mach 12. There isn't an anti-missile system on Earth that can shoot it down. Now, it's designed to take out air defense systems and other, you know, offensive weapon systems. Yeah, it's land portable. They drive it around in a big truck with a bunch of wheels on it. We don't have anything like it. It's very nasty. We don't want to get in a war with Russia, but the globalists want
a third world
war.
They
created the first two. They created the Napoleonic Wars.
Right. We are natural, organic allies of Russia, not enemies.
Well, there wouldn't be a United States without the Russian Empire. The Tsar saved us in the Civil War, and because the Brits were threatening to come in, and he put a fleet offshore on both sides of the United States. The Rothschilds have hated them ever since, and they literally slaughtered the imperial family.
Right.
In 1919. Now, we are at a very critical junction here, and the American people really have to decide, do we vote for Trump or do we vote for the existing evil power structure? Do we allow them to steal the election? And, I mean, we have to step up to the plate. It's there. It's on the table.
Right.
And we have to decide.
So we should be contacting our congressmen and senators to move forward to get a bill.
Well, most of our congressmen and senators are worthless whores.
Right, but if they know that they can't come.
Because they've been bought and paid for.
They should know that they're not going to get reelected, number one. Number two, they're going to get harassed when they come home. And number three, what's happening is a lot of these congressmen and senators, both Republican and Democrat, should realize that the public literally isn't going to put up with this. If the economy crashes, if they try to do martial law, if they try to take away your guns, it's all going to be incredibly bad.
Well, that's where we're headed.
So we have, we have a comment from
the American middle class is already dying on the vine.
Right.
I invite all of our viewers in America, look at the clothes you're wearing. Exactly how what percentage of the clothing you're wearing, from the shoes, the underwear, your pants, your skirt, or what other, your top, what was made in America? 30 years ago, everything would have been made in America.
Yeah.
Today, almost none is.
Exactly.
And that goes across the line. They shipped 50,000 to 60,000 large factories overseas.
Exactly.
And gave the
and Hillary will,
doing it
will turn
tax
the,
credit.
Well, Hillary will turn the tap up higher. Mark in Oregon, you had a quick comment or question. And if you're any callers, 800-313-9443. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, Dr. Bill, I think that Donald Trump's main priority right now, his main activity as far as he and his group of advisors, is to actually nip it in the bud as far as the election fraud that we know has already happened in this campaign with Bernie Sanders, and what will certainly happen with Hillary Clinton in the presidential election.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we also see the move
occurring.
Yeah, let me make a comment here, too, about that. Stay right there, because New York Times reporting 4 hours ago, host Republican backs Hillary Clinton, calling Donald Trump unfit to serve. This is Richard Hanna, Republican in New York, okay? Broke ranks and endorsed Hillary Clinton. Now, we have a Republican sitting representative breaking and endorsing Hillary Clinton. How obscene is that? How obscene?
Well, I think you're going to see more of that.
And then, of course, what happens if Donald Trump loses? And this is from the Time magazine, the parlor game of GOP convention last month. Didn't center on the possibilities for it if Donald Trump won the White House. It was what would happen if he loses, a likelier outcome according to the polls. No, it's not likelier. They continue to say things that are untrue. In fact, the latest polls have shown that there's only one day in July that Hillary was leading, and that there's going to be more emails released
well,
by
look,
Julian
the,
Assange.
Well, look, the AP was caught changing, and so was Brothers, their entire polling system, to put Hillary ahead. She's supposedly
right
now, you know, since the Democratic convention, she's several points ahead. Well, they counted 15% more Democrats than they did under the old system.
Right.
It's fraud.
They're sampling.
Hillary was just in Ohio. She was at a public, well-announced in advance speech. She was at a big stadium, and there were under 200 people there. To contrast that, when recently Trump was there in Ohio, and he complained the fire marshal stopped thousands of people from coming in. The place was so full of people. Look at signs. When I was here, you know, I'm here in Indiana during the campaign, there were virtually no signs for Hillary. There were a few for Bernie, and there were signs everywhere, including in my yard and on my car, for Trump.
Right.
Now,
and
you can begin to see, I mean, you don't listen to these lying bastards. You just open your eyes and see what's in front of you.
Let me throw another headline out here that's so obscene. NBC News, 8 hours ago, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, timeline of a bad bromance. They're trying to say these guys are almost like a romantically, politically romantic romance.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how sickening. How sickening. I am so sick of the regular media. We are the media. They're just not what I call the newstainment.
There are six globalist-owned corporations that own over 95, about 96 or so percent of mainstream media.
That means right.
All the newspapers, all the television networks, all the television stations, all the radio stations, all the main magazines, all owned by six corporations. And these six corporations, every single one is run by a Zionist Jew. Now, it didn't used to be that bad, but it is now. It used to be that you had lots of mom-and-pop businesses. Now you don't. Everything is big box stores financed by Wall Street. They are sucking America dry. And we shouldn't allow it. We shouldn't tolerate it. They are leading us to our own destruction. You know, we've spent, by the latest figures, $4 trillion in Afghanistan. And when you add in all the benefits for the people that were wounded and everything, the law and the interest, it will be $6 or $7 trillion, with a T, dollars on that worthless piece of real estate. And guess what? It was, how can I say this? I'll say a toilet. It was a toilet before, and it's a toilet today. And we've spent $4 trillion of our taxpayers' dollars on that.
Well, they're trying to
down
do,
the sinkhole.
Guess what? Trump made a very intelligent comment, which is, you can't do regime change and democratize a country that's under Sharia or Islamic law, because it'll never accept anything other than Islamic dictatorship. It's foolish.
Well,
it doesn't work.
That culture is warped. It is anti-Christian. It does not come from God. It comes from Satan. I have known plenty of Arabs who were Muslims and plenty that were Christians. I have to tell you, they're as different as day is from night. One of the reasons is the Arabs are so interbred because they marry their cousins for going back hundreds of years, and that's not, biologically, that's not really a good thing to do.
You're kidding me.
You end up with some really low IQ people.
Well, yeah, exactly. Ended up with genetic diseases. By the way, do you know what the rate of genetic illness that kills children in hospitals in Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and these other countries where there's higher concentrations of inbreeding? 6 times higher genetic mutations that cause death. 6 times.
Yeah.
And so this is another consequence to Islam.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And the president of the Czech Republic has just come out in favor of arming the citizenry. He had been in favor of gun control, and he said because of all these attacks by ISIS and the so-called refugees, he said we need to arm the people, allow them to buy all the weapons they need, and we need to put up barbed wire fences all around the Czech Republic to keep these people out. So now the Czech Republic has joined Austria and Hungary and a couple other countries, that, and including Poland, that are in Europe saying no, no, no to the European Union. The idiot leaders of the European Union are demanding that they accept more refugees, just like Merkel has come out just within the last few days and said we need to accept more.
Right. She's not going to change her policies. It's amazing.
When she's hanging from a light post, I have a feeling.
Right. I'm amazed at her level of arrogance. I mean, she's not stupid. She's evil. The same
well,
way
she's
Hillary.
Actually a nuclear physicist, and so is her current husband. But the point is that she is, well, her ancestry is primarily on both sides, Polish and Jewish. She is serving the global banking cartel. She's their puppet, just as Hillary is, just as Obama is. Just as the Bushes are, Holland and France is, and these people don't care about their country that they're leaders of. They don't care about their people, their history, their culture, their tradition, their language. They certainly don't care about Christianity, et cetera, et cetera. They are minions of Satan, and they are leading the world into absolute chaos and nightmare. And it's up to the people. The people are allowing this. You know, they are the if you look at the global banking cartel families and all their key people like George Soros and Kissinger and all this trash, it still amounts to a few tens of thousands. There are over 7 billion people on this earth. We are allowing this trash with legal counterfeiting to print up all this money, to buy up all the politicians, to put the worst psychopaths in office. We're allowing this to happen, and it's up to us to stop it. And if we don't, we and our children will pay a price.
Well, let's put it this
be
way.
A horrible price.
Push your politicians like Trump and Roger Stone and others to get these injunctions in now, or face social chaos and civil war if Hillary gets in and steals the election.
Well, remember, you know, you've had all these agencies like the FAA and, I mean, all kind of alphabet agencies that really are not law enforcement that have been buying assault rifles and pistols and millions of rounds of ammunition, and people have been saying for the last year, what the hell's going on? Well, you know what? I think this is a scenario which they have anticipated. That's why they've been stocking up.
Well,
they're prepared to take it to the wall, even to civil war, if necessary. But their puppet, Hillary Clinton, in the White House.
Tim, let me give you a couple of headlines to just show how crazy the media is. We have the top headline over on Drudge that, you know, that Obama's calling to dump Trump because he's unacceptable. We have this guy, Richard Hanna, Republican in New York, you know, saying he's going to endorse Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump jousts with a crying baby at his rally. Jousts. Literally, this is the kind of comments you have. That's the New York Times. Donald Trump thinks sexual harassment is no big deal, even if it happens to his daughter. Donald Trump invites ridicule by eating KFC with a knife and fork. Donald Trump won't counterpunch Warren Buffett on tax jobs.
New York Times reporters are gay.
Right. Donald Trump's attacks divide military families. Donald Trump's many business failures explained. Donald Trump says receiving a Purple Heart as a gift is much easier.
It's Megan, all lies and propaganda, and they can go to hell, and they are going to hell, by the way.
Yeah, and President Obama, Donald Trump is unfit to serve as president. I don't think he has the right as a president to interfere with the election. He is
Mr. Foreign-born, whatever his real name is.
Yeah, exactly.
Obama? Yeah, sure.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back. And so, Mark, I would like you to make a quick comment about what you see happening, because I'm an optimist. I really believe that God's on the throne. He's not nervous. I really believe the prophetic and the if we stand in the gap and do what God tells us to do, whether it's contributing financially, prayerfully, confronting people, confronting Republicans that have the nerve to endorse Hillary Clinton, confronting relatives that think it's okay to vote for Hillary. It's not. It's evil. It's evil. You have to confront them and say, you know what? You're an evildoer doing this, and this is an evil person you're going to put in power that's going to hurt all of us. This is an evil thing to do. It's not just an election. We're dealing with a situation now which is so polarizing because we have God's trump card, literally like the final trumpet, Donald Trump, and we have Hillary Clinton, who's probably the most evil and corrupt politician in modern history. This is really, really amazing. And I literally watched some young, angry, good-looking Fox News contributor getting red-faced, screaming that Donald Trump lies as much as Hillary. And you can look at him and say, this guy is lying, and he's getting angry because he's trying to look convincing enough that you'll believe the lies when there's nothing to support it. As I went through these stories, I couldn't believe it. So what do you think about the situation? What's your kind of take when you listen to me or the regular news, or you listen to Tim Alexander? I tell people, God help us. If we don't get the eyeball blocked, if we don't get Trump in there, if we don't start cleaning up this mess, not only is America finished, the world is, because I'm going to say this and I'm saying it again so people will grasp it. I am the first and only person in modern history or any history that says the only person who can be the beast dictator is the U.S. president, and the only currency, which is 90% of the world currency now, that can mutate to become cashless, to become the mark, is the Fed Reserve note, otherwise known as the U.S. dollar. And if we have grace, like the king in Nineveh, that's repentant in sackcloth and ashes, God will give us repentance and he'll heal his land, like he says in 2 Chronicles. If my people who are called by my name will, repent, then he will heal our land. He's not going to if Hillary gets in. He's going to bring judgment on us real fast. We're going to see geological events, plagues like the Zika plague. We're going to see horrifying things happen to the economy, and we're going to see civil war. It's going to be blood in the streets and destruction.
World War III, because if you look at the direction that the globalists have been pushing surrounding Russia, the coup that took place in the Ukraine, and all this stuff, and the invasion of Syria, they are pushing it. They're pushing for World War III.
Absolutely. And what do you think, Mark?
Any human being wants the Third World War.
Mark, any comments?
All worldly source is from Satan himself.
Right.
Because there is no benefit to the human race to engage in a 21st century Third World War.
Right, exactly. You got two words to say, Mark? What are they?
Love God. Two more. Have hope now.
Exactly.
We got a reason to hope.
We have to pray. God will intervene if we pray face down and ask him to intervene with us being obedient.
Absolutely.
Yeah, take care. God bless.
God bless.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.